What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Wind Down. It's just me. I just want to say thank you so much for all the love last week. I really appreciate it. I didn't know how it would be received because I was like, well, I just cried the entire podcast. But it was really comforting to see the messages, because even people that weren't going through my exact situation were able to relate in just different ways with their own pain, their own grief. And you guys went along with the tapping, which was so cool. And I just appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys still wanting me to, you know, keep on the show. And if I'm going to be honest, it's been a rough week again. I'm just waiting for when they say it gets better. But in the meantime, it's hard. And I think the hardest part is when you imagine something and you work for something and then the rug kind of gets pulled from underneath you, you're just kind of left there on the floor, kind of spinning like, what? Like, and so that's kind of where I think I'm at. Just the realization, and then just divorce sucks. It's hard because, you know, I was in the office with one of my lawyers and, you know, they're laughing and I'm like, this isn't funny. Like, you know, and I understand they have a million cases. I'm just one case out of probably 5,000, you know, I mean, and it's just, yeah, I'm like, this is hard and this is emotional and this is like, I'm not laughing about this. And it's just, it sucks. And unless you're going through it, it's just a really awful feeling and I hate it. And it's like, I didn't want this. And that's kind of where I keep going to. It's like, I didn't want this. I didn't want this. And so now I'm just trying to get out of that mind frame of, okay, I didn't want this, but now how am I going to get past it? And that's where I'm at now. And that's why I'm reading so many different books. I'm reading right now Lisa Turkus's book, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. And that's been helping a lot. And just realizing, okay, this is it. This isn't what I wanted. But now I have to figure out how to get out of my slump, because there is no going back. There is no, it's just sad. Because when you sit in those offices, it's now a business transaction. I'm like, this is my life. This is my kids. This is my money. This is my livelihood. This is, you know, everything that I've built for myself. And it's when people want to mess with that, it's just really hard because, yeah, I came from nothing and I work my butt off. And anyways, but that's my sob spiel for the day. But I think it's okay to be in those spots where you go around and around and around circles because you're going to get out of it. And I've gotten out of the, will he ever change? Will he ever change? Did I make the right decision? I know I made the right decision. And that's what I can stand firm in. But now what I'm kind of going around circles is, when is it going to get easier? And it's probably not going to get easier for a long time. So now I have to get myself up off the couch, find a way now to just try. Try. And that's like the hardest part. But I'm doing it. I'm trying it. And I hope you guys are too. I'm pumped because I got Cherie Healy coming on. She's a she's just like an overall life coach. She's been on the show before. So hopefully she'll be able to give me some wise words. And then after that, we're going to have someone hopefully show me that I've got something better on the way. But before we get Cherie on, let's take a break.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit, When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. Hi, Cherie.
Hi, Jana.
Hi.
How are you, honey?
You know, it's the million-dollar question. Right now, I'm just kind of numb. Had a few good cries earlier today and a lot of anger. But yeah, I had one of those moments where I was driving and was like, I have to pull over because if I gotta pull over. It was one of those kind of days.
Right there with you. You know, I've been there. Right. You know that I was mama of young kids when I filed for divorce. And why I'm here is to tell you what it's going to look like on the other side and how to get there, because we have a phenomenal divorce and the kids have gotten through it. And I have a lot that I want to give you.
Yeah, I would love that, because right now I have a lot of resentment because of how things are going. And it's making me just angry, which I think I need to have a piece of angry because.
Yeah.
So that way I don't get too sad knowing did I make the right? It's like, no, like I made the right decision, but I am starting to feel like a little bit too much because of, I feel like someone is just taking. And it's like, you already took everything. Like, not everything, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you took my family away from me. So it's like, that's where I'm stuck right now and just being like angry.
Yeah. And you need to feel that. And I know I heard Sarah telling you that as well. And Gabby, and it's critical, because I would say where I went wrong is I went so full force into being there for the children and trying to create this really good divorce. I was like, I never planned on getting divorced, but if I'm going to get divorced, it's going to be the best divorce ever. Mm-hmm. It was a great intention, but I delayed my feelings. I think I put them off. And so I had to, I think Gabby said this to you, like, they'll still be there. If you don't feel them now, you'll feel them later, like I did. And I think I want that you're feeling them now. I'm glad that you are now.
It's just hard because it's, you know, the other day he had asked me, he's like, hey, you know, do you want to do, you know, birdhouses? Like, I've got the kids, and because he hasn't moved into his new place. So I let him come and see the kids, obviously. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I went out there, but then I just got struck with this emotion. I was like, this isn't real. This is like, I'm not ready to do this yet, you know? Cause it's like, I would love to have done this, but now I'm like, I'm still mad at, like, I still like, do you know what I mean? But it's like, I would love to do that, but I was like, I don't think I'm ready. I gotta go to the room. Like, I can't do this right now. Is that okay?
I'm so glad to hear that, because yes, I know how much you want for the kids to not suffer from this. Mm-hmm. And you've said they didn't ask for this. They didn't deserve this. But I want to go through with you a few, like what I would call powerful beliefs that might be guiding lights to get you through it. Because I would say that. I remember saying, I don't want to have a broken family. I came from a broken family. Yeah. My parents got divorced. I said, I'd never do this to my kids.
Yeah.
So what I learned, and I feel this to be true in my bones, and especially now my kids are almost off to college. So I've come through it, and we got divorced when they were very little. They choose both of you. They chose you. These kids came in to have the experience parents of Jana and Mike and all that comes with that, you know, all the lessons that you have to learn, all the things that you're going to go through in front of them. And what I know is the greatest gift that we can give our kids is to let them see us change and grow, to let them see us be human and to be perfectly imperfect. You know, that's what I feel like we all are. We're all here to learn our lessons. And for you to be showing them how to go through pain and hurt and prioritize mommy, to like take care of mom and show them that they will do the same thing. They're watching you. So they will know either I throw myself under the bus and be a martyr like mom, or I actually take alone time and I take space and I go away when I need to feel feelings and I ask for help. Like, I loved hearing that you have all your friends coming in and helping. It's also something I did not do. I was like, I didn't get out of bed because I got to be a mom and I'm going to be a great mom. Mm-hmm. And it was like this kind of trying to do it in a way that I think I paid the price for. Mm. And you'd see, like, I'd try to, we nested and I'd try to be with the kid's dad and like be nice and loving and all of that. And then there'd be like these little digs, you know, mm-hmm. this resentment would seek out when I least expect it because I hadn't processed the resentment. And he cheated too. I mean, we have very similar experiences where, you know, I had every right to be livid mm-hmm. at him and take from him, you know, mm-hmm. but here's one of the things too, that helped come back to some powerful beliefs for a second. But one thing that got me through was I said, I know I'm going to have to lead this, but if I want this to turn out well for our family, I know that's on me. Mm-hmm. And it feels like you could easily go, well, this happened to me. And why do I have to take responsibility? Why do I have to be the one? But it's also a great position of power to be in, to say, I know I can lead this family. And I know you well enough already to know you are the super achiever in the family. Like, you have what it takes to lead this family into a better place. You said the other day, can't see it. And I want you to start seeing it. I want you to just start imagining. And I can help you fill in the blanks, but like how great it's going to be. And I know it may feel like a leap, but where you almost take that anger right now and be like, all right, I'm going to live in a gorgeous home. I'm going to have lovers. These kids are going to end up so happy. I'm going to be free and living the dream where all of my other married friends are going to be like, I wish I had some alone time to go on trips. I'm going to crush my business, you know, like to start laying down what you want, because I know that you're at this moment for a reason. And the more you can bring in almost like with your fist in the air, this is what I'm going to have. I don't know how, and I don't know when, but this is where I'm leading this family to. A really joyful, beautiful, what I said to my kids is we're going to be family forever, but we're going to have two houses. And eventually there's going to be even more love around because there'll be even more people around you to love on those kids. And you have to get you there. What will be in my darkest hours, the highest value that will help me get there? So you choose in every hard decision and in every alone moment, what is the thing that I cling to? Like for me, it was peace. At all costs, I wanted peace. And in every hard conversation and argument, I would choose peace, which now looking back, I don't even know that that was the best. It got us a peaceful divorce for sure, but it made me compromise some things. So I don't know, as I say this, what might come up as the thing that you cling to, because it only takes one person to set the tone for the family.
Yeah.
So if you want the tone to be love, if you want this all to be really loving.
I do. I hear that. And that's what I do want. And I know that I can. I think I'm just still in the space of, I just fear that I'm going to resent him for the rest of my life for breaking up our family. And I don't, that seems so heavy to carry.
I know. And it is heavy and I will not let you carry it over time you will be able to. It won't be possible because you're already such a creator and you already have such big dreams and visions for yourself. It will be impossible to drag that thing along. But I'll tell you the exit, like the escape hatch for that. And you can, it might drop in now. It might be something that you hold for a while. But here's another belief that you can carry, that you came together for a reason, the two of you. And your blueprint for what success looked like was, we're together forever. We have a happy family forever. I had the same thing. But it could be that because you're such an achiever, whatever karma you had to work out, whatever lesson you were supposed to learn together, you knocked it out of the park early. You already did what you came together to do. And you're on such a path of self-growth that it could be that you just moved so quickly through what your souls came here to experience that you're over early. And there's this formula for happiness that says, whatever my blueprint is for life has to line up with my life. Like whatever I expect has to be reality. And when they're out of balance and they don't equal each other, then you're in unhappiness. And if they don't equal each other, if you thought you were supposed to be together forever and now you're not, and you feel helpless to change that for the rest of your life, then you're bound for suffering. You're not just unhappy, you're suffering because you're disempowered. You can't do anything about it. Family's broken, you were supposed to stay together forever. And that is gonna just lead to long days of suffering, which I'm not all about. I think life is short and I think we're supposed to be here to enjoy this thing. So you could say, to bring those back into balance, to find happiness again and freedom to create the family that you want, that maybe my blueprint is, yeah, we probably came together for a really big reason. And if I find out what that reason is, then it would make sense that we're not together anymore. And I think there's a blessing in this. It may not be apparent right now. I used to be so goddamn mad at the kid's dad that I was like, I never want to see you again. I can't believe we have kids together and I have to see you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like,
but I know what the blessing is. Yeah. I would not be the woman that I am right now if I hadn't gone through that with him. And I see the karma in my kids too, that my daughter's working out stuff with him. My son's working out stuff with him. He's becoming a better man. It's kind of mind blowing how much we've all learned together going through this. So I dig for what's the good reason that you two came together in the first place, and what would be the good reason that you're not together anymore? And how's it going to serve the kids? Because mm-hmm. The only way to really hurt them is to be really unkind to each other in front of them, to like go through some really horrible knockdown, drag out, awful talking about each other in front of them, horrible divorce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
And the greatest gift that we can give them as mamas is to be happy mm-hmm. and good to ourselves. And I want that they see a model for healthy, happy love, like a really, that both of you have really healthy relationships out of this, that they could learn what love looks like. Cause I heard you say about staying together for the kids, which so many people do.
Mm-hmm.
And then their kids grow up in that sort of toxic energy that you think you're acting like really great and not showing them, but they feel it more than we could possibly know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're marinating in that. And they know something's off with mom and dad. And then they take on the responsibility for your unhappiness. They think it's because of them.
Yeah, I think, and I know, and I definitely feel that. I mean, I'm sure they felt the tension when we have arguments and stuff. And I know that's the outcome, and they're the greatest thing that's ever happened. That I just like my mom always said, my parents got divorced. Like she was like, we were just meant to have you guys. And, you know, I do know that. I think it's just this, I imagined this healthy change of what I was like promised. So that's the part. Cause I don't think it was ever, you know, I was always, you know, I was dreaming that it was always something that it wasn't. And so I don't even know if that image is actually real, but it's what was real in my dreams. You know, it's real that I made it up, that it was this happy family. And I think that's what's that's what I'm losing, is that idea of what I dreamt and prayed and fought for.
Yeah. I remember once saying to a friend that we had to move after this divorce. Mm-hmm. And my blueprint for being a great mom was to provide them a house that they would grow up in until college, mm-hmm. one home. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, well, Sheree, we know that people who do the best in life are the ones who can handle the most uncertainty, people who like groove with change. So do you really think that's the blueprint for being a great mom? Giving them only one home, never having them be challenged mm-hmm. or move around or deal with change? And I just, that blew my mind, because I thought, no, that's actually true. Anybody interesting in my life that I would want to be friends with has been through some kind of hell, mm-hmm. you know, that shapes us. And so I think when you have those fights, you're going to teach them how to fight. You're going to teach them how to talk about emotions. You're going to say, mom and dad are really having a hard day. And this is how mom feels. This is how I feel right now. And model for them what it is to go through hard times. And maybe you're expanding your definition of what family looks like.
So what are the three, five things that I can do right now in this kind of, you know, the next 90 days of kind of crisis?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I want you to figure out what the good reason was for marrying Mike, for you two being together.
The kids.
And what was the blessing? Okay. Right. And so what's then also the good reason for coming apart?
The kids.
Okay. Because they chose you too. And you don't know exactly what's going to come of all this, but you're all learning exactly what you're here to learn. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you would have come to this moment if you weren't supposed to. And I also think if you rest in this, I spoke to a spiritual teacher when I was deciding whether or not to pull the trigger on my marriage. And he said in the Tantra, in the old ancient texts, there's a rule that if you're going to endeavor to do anything in life, your likelihood for success needs to be high. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that endeavor could be your undoing. Mm. And I think the thing that caused you to finally say we're done is because you knew that that dream, the likelihood for success of actually realizing what you knew you could have with him, was too low. Mm-hmm. Because to try and stay in it and keep going for it like that was going to undo you.
It'd kill me.
I think, because I heard about how you're constantly watching and trying to, yeah. you know, be on guard and man mm-hmm. your boundaries. So the next thing would be to write like a divine contract. This is what's coming for my family. I am going to declare this vision. You're a visionary. You created this business out of nothing. You had an idea for a podcast. Look at it. You can do the same thing with the family. This is what it's going to look like. I'm not into doing the birdhouses right now, but I will. You know, and we'll do holidays together. Or I know you're scared about letting them go on overnights if they're too little. Say no. Say, I'm going to do the nesting thing, or we're going to do 80-20, or we're going to move and the kids are going to stay. I'm not going to let them go overnight until I'm ready. You are in charge of setting up what's in the highest best interest for the kids. So write the vision, see it in living color as often as possible. Like you're dreaming, because you are a dreamer. So work with, that's already a strength of yours. I would also choose that highest value if it's love, and ask yourself with every hard moment, what would love do? What would be loving? And in the moment, what would be loving is taking care of me, because I'm really resentful right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to put myself on the back burner, you know, until I'm ready to be doing all these things. Mm-hmm. I think energy clearings would be really helpful. I know you talked to Gabby about doing EFT and EMDR, and I would have said EMDR, you're already doing it. Mm-hmm. So I would get a really good, and I can give you some names and numbers of really, really good energy clearings, people who do energy clearings, because at that level of your being where there's still trauma and there's entanglement and there's lessons to be learned and contracts and vows, you can let somebody do the heavy lifting on that stuff for you.
Okay.
It will speed up the journey.
All right. Sheree, thank you so much for coming on. I know you just helped a lot of people, including me. So thank you. And can I have you come back in a couple of episodes, please?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll
Absolutely.
Talk more.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Sheree. Appreciate
All
you.
Right.
Okay.
Appreciate you. Bye, honey.
All right, let's take a break. And then I think it's time for a psychic reading.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. All right, so we're going to bring Chris Medina in, who is a psychic. And I'm so nervous, but I'm excited. He has a podcast called In Your Head, and you can also go to chrismedina.guide for more information on him. All right, Chris, thank you so much for coming on. I'll let you do your thing.
Thank you so much for having me on. Is this your first psychic reading?
No, it's not. I've had a few. Not like today, but yeah, I've had a few in the past. Whenever I have crisis, I'm always like, I need a psychic.
Let's do it. I'm going to give you my quick little spiel and then we're going to jump right into it. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So just to let you know, before you answer this question, I do not discuss death and I do not discuss anything that's going to scare the shit out of you.
Why? That's what I need.
Well, I'm going to shake you up, but I'm not going to scare you. I'm not going to manipulate you or do anything horrible to you. Okay.
Okay. Oh, gee, wow. Thanks.
The second thing is, for the first couple minutes of this reading, I'm going to go in and give you what my guides are giving me to give you directly. And then I'll open the reading up to any questions that you have in regards to what I said. Or if you want to know about something that we didn't get a chance to touch on, we could do it at that time. Does that work?
Yes.
Perfect. And then the final thing is, your time is very important and expensive to me. I want you to feel free to jump in at any time to call bullshit. Do not hold back. Do not worry about trying to be polite, not wanting to hurt my feelings. None of that. If it doesn't resonate with you or if it sounds off, let me know. When I do hit stuff, simply confirm yes, but do not give me any additional details. Okay.
Okay. And you haven't like Googled, looked up and, you know, looked into family history.
No.
Do you have a grandfather that died? Yeah.
Yeah. There's an old man that's coming to me right now that's passed on from the other side, all that bullshit. Everything that I have for you, I'm going to try to stay away from the medium stuff because I don't have anything to bring in from that. So I'm just going to do everything psychically. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, my love. So let me ease your mind, especially your mind, and let you know that I have nothing negative to give you. Your guides, angels, messengers, whatever it is that you choose to call them, are trying to bring clarity and strength to you. And I know that you're going to laugh at that. I know you know what needs to be done here. But your soul, your essence, your presence, what makes you you is very, very strong. You're just obviously at a weak moment right now. But when it comes to you, again, I think people have the misperception of you as being like, naive or, you know, why did you let this happen and kind of put all the blame on you and all this other shit. I feel like with you, when it comes to your way of thinking and it comes to the relationship and everything that you've gone through here, you're pretty much ride or die. Does that make sense? Like you're going to go above and beyond, and you're also going to turn over every single rock to make sure there's nothing underneath it. Because the last thing that Jana wants is to have questions in her mind. Does that make sense? To have to think, could I have done this? Could I have done that? Or blah, 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 whatever the case may be. So you handle your process in a way that works for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And here's another thing, what I love about you too, is that you, for how you come across, I don't know too much about you. I know just a little bit about what I've heard and all that, all the big stuff, but I don't know really much about your character other than what I pick up psychically. And with you, I think that you're very perceptive. I think that you're very, very intuitive. And I think that your everyday way of thinking gets in the way of your intuition. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Because you're very much picking up on the intention of other people, whether they choose to say anything or not. So what ends up happening for you is that you pick up on what's going on here. And if there's any questions that you have, of course you're going to go and answer them. But the stuff that is not said is what really gets on your nerves. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try to say from that, does that make sense? But when it comes, that's one of the things that I think that really gets in your way here is having this insane amount of intuition, being told one thing and then doing another thing. And with you, I feel like, again, this is very much the healing phase. I don't think that you've actually gone through that yet. I think that you're still sitting, with all due respect, this is not a shot at you. I think that you're still sitting on your pity pot right now and you're absorbing everything that's going. But that's a good thing though. Mm-hmm. Don't get off that too soon. Sit there and take all the time that you need. Forget about what everybody's telling you. Oh girl, you know, be strong, do this, whatever. Take whatever downtime that you need to heal. Because with you, you're very much, once shit starts hitting the fan, you immediately want to crawl. And tell me if this is wrong, feel free to jump in here. But you immediately want to crawl into bed and kind of like wait till everything's done and over with. Does that make sense? Like, mm-hmm. Kind of like, I need time to think. I need time to absorb. So with you, again, sit on that pity pot, do what you need, go through the healing that you need in order for you to feel better. But here's the thing though, with all that being said, all the stuff that your mind is doing to you, as far as like playing tricks on you and kind of like enticing you and irritating you and doing all that stuff here, I think that your biggest hurdle here and the biggest thing that gets in your way here is that you want this person to feel the same way that you feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to put it out there. I think that's impossible, because if that was the case, that would have never been done to you in the first place. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Makes sense.
And I also think that, again, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. I'm not going to, pick sides or anything like that. But I also feel like, again, with that intuition and that perception that you have between the two of you guys, knowing his insecurities, knowing his fears, knowing that this is somebody that, tell me if this is wrong, I'm just going to throw this out there. I can't think for themselves sometimes. That kind of does what's expected of them rather than what they truly need to be doing, and kind of just can go with the flow. And you, because you know this person inside and out, is kind of like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So I know I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know here, but I feel like that's a huge problem for you, is doing the thinking for both you and this person. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, makes sense.
And so I'm going to tell you, it's time for, again, when you're ready, I'm not going to tell you to do this in 2 weeks here, but it's time to start getting mad. Mm-hmm. It's time to start really when you're ready to start strengthening your mind, strengthening your core, strengthening your character, getting up here and doing what it is that you need to be doing, because you're not done living as far as like your life. This is just a little bump in the road here. What ends up happening to you, again, what your guides want to bring is that clarity and that strength. I think that, again, tell me if this is wrong. Again, feel free to call bullshit if you need to, but I feel like with you that you lost a little bit of your identity through this whole process here. And it's difficult because, again, with you, when people talk about being in relationships and, this person's codependent in relationships, I question that sometimes, because is that person truly codependent in a relationship, or does this person shine better when they have somebody else in their life to share things with? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So people will automatically say, she's very codependent in this relationship. She can't see straight here. Well, some people need that extra balance or that extra person there to balance and even them out. It's not really codependent as far as like, I need you in order to live, but I just feel better when I have that security, comfort, protection right next to me. It makes me shine better. It makes me feel like, I have everything that I need to move forward with. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I kind of feel like with you that because there's so much history and there's so much of this, the stuff that the public and people don't really know here is the reason why you're holding on so strong. But I also feel like, again, you shine better when you have somebody there that could pick you up or boost you up, because when you're by yourself, you're very emotional. You could be very hard on yourself. You can do the coulda, shoulda, woulda, and the what if, and you take yourself further down the rabbit hole than you need to. And that's what ends up messing you up, is that, again, your mind just goes to those dark places sometimes, and it's difficult for you to get up or to focus. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about all this?
Yeah, all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about your guides coming in here, I know that's such a weird thing to say. I never used to say guides until people started asking me who's they. So we're just going to say guides for lack of a better word. How do you feel when I bring in your intuition and your everyday way of thinking?
I mean, I definitely hear that, because I feel like I have a really good gut and intuition. Like it's like I know, but I always like wait for proof. But I just need to start listening to that more. And then knowing that, I like the clarity thing, just because I keep asking for clarity. Mm-hmm. And I know it's there. I just need to feel it.
But what ends up happening how about when I tell you that you pick up on the intention of other people? Again, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but you know this person like the back of your hand. You know this person like nobody else does. So when I talk about the intention and also, picking up on what's going on behind the scenes, how do you feel about that as well? Because I feel like, again, that also adds to your intuition. That also adds to that level of stress or anxiety that you get.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely have. Yeah, I take that on, and I don't want to take that on anymore. But I definitely, it's frustrating for sure.
That's one of your biggest lessons here. Again, I hate to dip into the past life and bring up past life information, because, again, for one thing, there's no way to validate that. There's no way to look back and look at somebody else's past life and say, oh, this is exactly who you were here. I have the proof. But people like that. It does trigger a lot of what's going on in this lifetime. But my whole thing is staying present and being focused on what's going on in this lifetime. However, you do have those lessons when it comes to how you love and how you receive love, because relationships are huge for you. Especially in this lifetime, you're going to find your strength, your character, your identity through relationships in this lifetime. It's important for you. And what ends up happening, again, is that I think that you have I'm not going to go as far as to call you bipolar or have a split personality, but I definitely feel like this very intelligent, this very knows what needs to be done type of person. I definitely see that with you, but I also see that shadow side to you, that shadow side that when nobody else is around, the stuff that you can do to yourself when it comes to your way of thinking, that's where your guides want to jump in and tell you again, look, we got to figure out a way to filter this so it's not so intense and so much for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
But when we talk about, can I call him Mike?
Sure. That's what we're talking about.
When I talk about him, what do you think about when I say that he does what's expected of him rather than what he truly wants to be doing and sometimes can't think for himself?
Yeah, I mean, I hear that and I wonder, you know, I mean, now he's free to do whatever he wants.
Here's the thing, though. I'm going to be a little bit manipulative, too, and I'm also going to be team you right now. Here's the thing. I'm having difficulty saying this, but I'm just going to throw it out there. What other woman is going to put up with that shit?
Well, he says he's going to change. And so the next girl gets the changed man.
You got to want to change. First of all, you have to acknowledge that there's an issue going on. And I don't believe in not having self-control. And I don't believe in making excuses and putting band-aids on a wound where it just keeps bleeding nonstop here. And this is something to where I feel like people live behind that excuse as far as like, you know, I'm not saying that everybody, that nobody suffers from things or they can't go through certain things. But when you start living behind that excuse and people start putting in your head, oh, it's this, it's that. The reason why you are is because of X, Y, and Z. I feel like people end up living behind that and make a bigger deal out of it than what needs to be made out of it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with you, with you thinking about this, you're kind of like, don't be stupid. Like, I know who you are and I know how you think and it has to be extremely frustrating for you because you see through that.
Yeah.
But I do not see anything negative here. I don't see you, you know, this is something that's going to be bothering you for the rest of your life. I honestly feel, and again, you have the ability to change this. You can change what I'm saying moving forward here by just, you know, not doing anything about it. But I don't feel like that's in your character. And I definitely feel like with you that it's going to be, I'm going to say, probably by summer of next year, things are going to be different for you as far as like feeling again. That's not to take away that, you know, that you're not going to be good by this coming fall here, but by summer of next year, a total 180, different outlook on life, different feeling, different vibe, more confident, more determined to kind of get things done here. And also too, I really feel like your kids are going to come in and show you strength here and get back to what matters the most, which is you and this family that you've created.
For sure.
Yeah. How do you feel about all this? Again, give it to me. Feel free to poke holes in it. I want that bad side of you to come out.
No, I can't. I mean, that sounds great. I want all that, you know, and I hope for that. I don't want to be alone forever, you know? So I hope that, you know, there's someone out there eventually, you know, that I'll.
But let's make it worth it this time, though. Let's kind of take a step back here and realize, like I said, when I told you at the very beginning that you're pretty much ride or die, like when you get involved in a relationship, this is the security, comfort, peace of mind that I'm looking for. I only want to do this once. I don't want to date around. Sure, dating's fun here, but right now I'm at this age where I want the real thing. Mm-hmm. So we already know what it is that you have to offer and what you bring to the table. Let's take a step back here and see what the next person has to offer. Sure. Before we jump into it, see if they're up to par with who you are and where you're at.
Oh, yeah. I am never settling ever again. Ever again. I'd rather be alone.
Yeah, but who's to say that within the next 6 months that this new look, this new you, this new vibe isn't going to be the comeuppance that you've been waiting for? Because again, you can't keep a woman like you down for very long. You're again, like I said, you're going to go through the motions. You're going to 100. Sit on that pity pot, cry, mourn. Do not let anybody tell you. Again, here I am giving you psychic insight, but I am not going to push you. Because again, I feel like we're kind of like in the same boat here where we need a hot minute to get our shit together. We need to go through. So we need to throw things around. We need to cry. We need to get pissed off and do what we need to. We need to get that all out. So honor that. Get that all out. But don't ever, ever mistake your emotions, your sensitivity as a weakness here, because that's one of the best parts about you. It reminds you that you're human. So again, when you're ready to find your strength, let's do this.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you coming on. And I love that you also have a podcast. And do you help other people on the podcast? Oh, that's so cool. So it's called In Your Head, and you can listen to that wherever, or for more information, you can go to chrismedina.guide. And could people sign up to get a psychic reading from you there?
Yeah, they can visit my website, sign up for a half-hour session, hour-long session. I just want to make this known right out the bat here, or out the gate. My sessions tend to go over. I am not a clock watcher. So if you sign up for a half an hour reading, be prepared to be on the phone for 30 to 45 minutes. Same thing with an hour, hour 10. I want to make sure I get everything in your session. You're paying the top dollar for that. Let's talk about it.
I love it. Chris, thank you so much for coming on and shedding some insight. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome, my love. And please keep in touch. If there's anything I can do for you, do not ever hesitate to reach out.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Okay. Take care.
Bye. Bye. All right. Super excited to have Seth Vermilia coming on. So you can get more information from him, comingouttarot.com. Psychic medium, tarot card reader. I'm so excited. Tell me something good. All right, Seth, do your thing. Do you, boo. So,
do me. There's so many ways to approach tarot and how it is a part of our lives. And my favorite way to work with it is to bring clarity, to bring confidence, and to help the person sitting across from me, you today, to have a more enriching life and work through whatever transformation it is that you might be going through today.
And you also do psychic, and is that go in with the psychic and medium reading too, or how does that work?
That does. So some people will ask me specifically for mediumship readings. Psychic for me has a lot of connotations, and many people think of a psychic as someone who's constantly clairvoyant. Mm-hmm. But psychic has all of these, it's kind of like an umbrella term that has a lot of things underneath it, including mediumship and tarot and all the other clairs like clairsentience and clairaudience. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff that falls underneath that. For me, the mediumship will be a tool that I use. Clairsentience will be a tool that I use, which is feeling something in your body. So like I was reading for someone once and my neck got super tense. Mm. And we talked about how in their neck, they'd been recently diagnosed with a pretty severe case of arthritis. Mm. So there are moments like that that happen. And then when I use my cards, that's tapping into intuition and sometimes a technique called scrying, which will help me see images that may or may not be in the card, but might have something to do with you.
Okay.
Or may have something to do with me.
Okay.
So the experience can take many different skill sets to mm-hmm. to arrive at the transformation or the insight that you're looking for. And my favorite way to do that is to work with you either with a strong question, something that you're focused on right now that you're trying to get a little more insight on and dig through. Mm-hmm. If you don't have or you don't want to ask a strong question saying, here's where I want to really focus, then I'll also work in themes and it ends up narrowing down into something specific mm-hmm. okay. the same way. So how do you, have you had a tarot reading before?
Yeah, I have one. Yeah, I've had it before.
Great. Cool. So what has the experience been like for you? Has it been similar to that or different?
I don't know. It's one of those where I'm like, I don't really, it's not that I don't believe in it. I'm not used to it. Like my friend's always like, you know, what's the intention of the day? And so she has these tarot cards and but you could have picked another card and then it would have been something else. So that's, I go there sometimes.
That makes complete sense to me because I do the same exact thing, not mm-hmm. just the intention of the day, but the feeling of, well, it could have been any card, mm-hmm. but that's part of the point, isn't mm-hmm. it? That, mm-hmm. that these things have collided to say, here's where we are right now in this moment. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things that could transpire after that may divert us onto another road. But here in this moment right now, this is something that we can touch, dig deeper into, feel the inspiration of, mm-hmm. or maybe even want to hold on to and say, this is a talisman for me, or maybe the phrase I'm going to use to get through the day to help me feel stronger, more empowered, more confident mm-hmm. As I go through all the things that can come at me sure. throughout the course of the day or several months, mm-hmm. you know, whatever might be most important. So how about you? Would you like to focus on a question?
I think just clarity and then the future.
Okay. Let's dig. Clarity is broad.
right, making the right choices. How's that?
All right.
It's a little, little.
Yeah, I think it's great. Every tarot reader is different. Mm-hmm. Right? Some people were like, don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything about you. I don't want to hear any questions. I love to work from where you are. Mm-hmm. You've already done a ton of work on your own to get to where you are today. Mm-hmm. And sometimes hearing all the stuff you already know, people are like, okay, yeah, well, I already knew that.
Right.
Help me out. Let me know where things are headed. A confirmation is sometimes it's part of the name of the game. So then it knows, it helps me know, it helps you know that we're zeroed in on something that's the right track.
Yeah, I heard this thing, I was reading in a book, and I can't remember the exact term of what they use, but it's like you have to hear something or see something a certain amount of times before you can actually start believing it. So I'm like, I've asked people probably 15 times, am I making the right decision? Am I making the right decision? And it's like, when then you finally are going to be like, it's just going to click, and you're like, I made the right decision. But sometimes you have to... And I can't remember, I'll have to go back to the book, but it was fascinating because I'm like, wow, I do that all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, I took this vaccination. Am I going to get blood clots? And like, am I going to be okay? Am I going to die? It's like, until I get the answer like all the way. And then I'm like, okay, no, I'm fine.
All right. So do you want to see these? And I can describe them as I pull them up, what the cards are.
Sure, and, you can
and
show me
how I laid them out.
Yeah.
Okay. So I like to use layouts. Not every reader uses layouts, which means there's a meaning to each position in the card that I laid out. The first card that I pulled, which is a current position with what might be going on now, is the moon. And these look a little different from what people might be familiar with. This moon has a big unicorn on it, a gorgeous moon, crawdad down there in the bottom. And it's coming out of a lake, and there's some planets that are surrounding it. The moon for me today and in this moment is representing the state of everything that is being revealed. You're in a position of coming to understanding things that you didn't expect, things that probably are a surprise. It's like the veil is being lifted. And as you start to understand more, I'm just getting it in front of me again. As you start to understand more, I think there is there's a path that is still yet to be revealed. There's a bit you don't know yet. As much as you may know at this point, there's something hidden for me. And what's interesting is, remember I was saying there's a scrying thing that kind of happens. I see images. Mm-hmm. This looks this is going to sound weird. So I don't know if this is important for you or not. You know, the story of King Arthur and the Lady of the Lake?
No.
No. So the King Arthur received his sword and through not only pulling it out of this stone, but it was originally bestowed upon the world by the Lady of the Lake, this magical, mythical creature. And what it looks like to me is this sword is starting to come out of the lake. I'm going to say this is a symbol for me because it's not a story that you know. So the symbol for me is there is truth about to be revealed. There's more for you to know, to understand, and to have that illuminated by the moon it's a secret. You don't know this yet. So you're about to find out more, which in the case of where you are, I'm fascinated because I'm going to add a little bit more to this. So hold on to that thought for a minute.
Copy that.
So as a result of where you are at the moment and seeking the clarity you're looking for, there's more information coming that's going to get you the clarity that you're looking for. It's going to be revealed to you, though. It's not something you can find, chase, or discover on your own. Somebody's going to give it to you. And as a result, that opens up, and this feels weird, but go with me, and maybe it'll mean something more to you than it does to me at the moment, that opens up a whole new path of love and opportunity for you.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to switch those words, the opportunity for love for you. Mm-hmm. But this revelation has to happen first. You have to get out of the mire of where you are today. And that comes as a result of someone else saying, hey, here's this thing you didn't know. Now that you know it, what are you going to do? And you, then it's like the veil is totally lifted. You, the you know, the rose-colored glasses come off, the feeling of struggling through family and challenges around family moves out of the way, and you're able to see clearly where you're meant to be next.
Got it. I like it.
What kind of questions does that raise for you?
When?
Okay, cool. Timing in tarot is, any tarot reader will probably tell you, is a challenge. Because once we leave, you know, once we're not engaged in this moment anymore, you have free will. You can make your next choice. Mm-hmm. And then the next reading might say something that the timing has changed because of who you ran into, or or the guideposts you ignored, for example. So timing is relative. It's based on the information that we have today. Though, I just think it would be interesting to hear what happens in 30 days.
I'll let you know.
Do.
I will.
I'm excited.
Yeah, seriously. Seth, thank you so much for coming on and doing the tarot cards with me. I appreciate it. And where could listeners find you?
They can find me at psychics101.com. That's the easiest place to work with me today. I can be found in so many places. That is one of the places that you can find me easiest.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Seth. I really appreciate it. And I'll let you know what happens in the next 30.
All right. Okay. Good. Thank you. Right. It's been a blast. Thank you.
Bye, honey. All right, guys. We did it. I promise you. I'm going to figure this out. And we're gonna keep on trucking on. And next week, I'll be a little bit stronger, and so will you. See you next week. Bye. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.